Hey guys, I'm Shayna.
And I'm Devaney, and you're listening to Salty Convos.
What up, y'all?
Welcome back. It's a birthday episode, because it's Shayna's birthday today. Yeet. So happy birthday.
What does yeet mean?
I don't know.
I just thought about that, because I almost said yeet. Because Wazzy's been saying that.
Isn't it like when like you like push something?
I guess. He's like, yeet. And I'm like, what does that mean? I almost said that right now, that's why.
Yeet. I don't know.
Anyway. I'm sorry, I almost sneezed. So today we are gonna talk about... Well, how would you even say that?
We're gonna talk about money. We're gonna talk about, like, finances, I guess, when it comes to being a couple or being married.
Being in a relationship.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I didn't really get into it, but I commented on my friend's status, like, a couple of days ago, and I just kind of didn't agree with a lot. I can it was just kind of all over for me, I guess, and it kind of made me pop off on her, and I wasn't, like, talking crap, but anyway, I'm gonna read you the post so that we can just, like, get into this.
Okay.
So... This was written by... I'm just kidding. Sure, put her out there.
Yeah.
Okay, so it says, I do not know how females depend on a guy financially. I absolutely hate asking for money. I love to get in my car and just go anywhere and everywhere to go shopping and being able to take my mom with me and being, like, get what you want or need or just flat out spoil yourself. And
she's married.
She's married. She has, I believe, 4 children. And she's actually been with her man for, like, because I had to investigate. Because I'm like, I just want to know where this is coming from, you know?
Yeah.
And she's been with him for, like, let's see. No. Okay, wait. I'm sorry. They've been married for about almost 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just, like, so weird that, like, you're talking like that now. And I don't know their situation, whatever, and that's not my business, but talking about it, I guess I have a place to say, just because I'm married, and so I put in my opinion about, you know, when we're married, it's not his or mine, it's ours. You know, anything that we work towards together. You know, the home that we live in, everything flows because we do it together.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was just kind of, like, ironic to hear a married couple that's been together that long where, you know, she talks about how she's an independent person. And it's just, like, to me, I understand being independent and, you know, having your own job because you, you know, want to help pay bills or you just love working, you know. That's fine. That's your business. But I just think that... Because somebody wrote on there about being a stay-at-home mom. And that was personal to me because I am a stay-at-home mom.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was just kind of like, you know, I don't think... She said, I don't think I could ever just stay home like that. And it just was like, see, comments like that, people make it seem like we don't do crap, you know? Like, we just sit around, we get to... the rewarding part is being with our babies and being able to, you know, be there when they get home, be there when they leave, you know, whatever. So it's just kind of... It just opened all of that to comment on, you know what I mean? So it was just...
So, like, where she's wrong is, like, we're not trying to count anybody's pockets. I want to start off by saying that. It's not like, oh, because we feel this way, that means you have to live this way. Where your little friend mm-hmm. just kidding, where she was wrong is by attacking women for having to ask their partner, their man, whatever, for money.
Mm-hmm.
And also saying, oh, I could never do that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's where she was wrong. And then when you do that, that leaves the door open for people to come back at you and say how they feel.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, for me, I kind of see both things because... I am newly married, and I, up until this point, have always only had to take care of myself. You know what I mean?
Right.
So I found pride in, like, being an independent woman. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And so now, like, how do I say what I want to say? I guess my goals have changed in a sense. Like, when it was just me, my goal was to, like, make money, you know, just
it's have... It's just all about you.
Yeah, have the best job that I could have and buy the things that I wanted to buy. Mm-hmm. But now it's different to where me and my husband have a son, and my goal is to be able to be a stay-at-home mom. Mm-hmm. Because when I was on maternity leave, it was really hard at first because I had no idea what I was doing. And then when I realized, like, oh my God, I'm gonna have to go back to work, I was really sad. Mm-hmm. And I would love to stay home with him all day, every day, and not have to deal with work at all. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So where it's wrong is, like, don't downplay, just because you have a job, don't downplay another woman because she stays home and takes care of her family and house. Exactly. Because you are right. Like, even though, like, stay-at-home moms, you know, don't get paid, they are doing a job. They're mm-hmm. running the house. They're taking care of the kids all day while the dad or whoever is going and making money for the house. Like, I would love that if I could just stay home and Justin was the sole breadwinner. You mm-hmm. know what I mean? So I guess that's my perspective on it now. But back then, maybe I would have been that type of person to be like, I could never, like, depend on a man.
And see, I think that's where I was confused, because, like, I mean, I don't mean to put her, I'm not even saying her name, but you know what I mean? It's just kind of like, well, you have a family, you have a home, you have, like, I just don't understand. I don't see being independent fitting in that at all.
Yeah.
And maybe she meant to say it in a different way, like, because I try to look at it differently, too, because I don't know. It was just, like, kind of threw me off, I guess, and it was just something that was kind of brought up before, too, and it's just, like, with everybody's so worried about money because, you know, bills need to get paid, bills, whatever, and it's, like, dang, it's so funny to see, like, you, like, how it was all about you, and now it's all about your family, mm-hmm. and, like, you struggle together. Things are different when you're married. Like, you,
and so for her being a married woman, it should kind of be the same thing where, like, so now, like, I don't, like, same thing. So me and Justin, it's not my money, it's not his money, it's our money.
It's our money, yes.
And whatever we have is together, mm-hmm. and that's just how it works. But even though we both work, I don't ever have to ask him, like, can I get this? Can I buy this? You
right.
know what I mean?
Right.
And he doesn't ever make me feel a type of way about that.
Exactly.
And so maybe, I mean, I don't know, but maybe her man does, and that's why she has that perspective. Yeah. You know?
And we don't know, again, we don't know the situation like that, but, like, just saying that is so, like, without any, I'm all, tell me what's going on over there.
And even, like, you know, like, her saying, oh, I just love to go and, like, buy things for my mom or for whatever. If it's someone's birthday or if I want to get someone a gift, I just say, like, oh, like, even for Mother's Day. Mm-hmm. Like, we bought gifts for people and, mm-hmm. you know, like, for Christmas, we did the same thing. And, you know, so, yeah. like, there wasn't a problem. It shouldn't be a problem. And it's not you're asking for permission. You just fit it into your budget and say, I'm going to do this, so this is what it is type yeah. of thing. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Let me read what this chick said. She's a stay-at-home mom, too. So she said, it's our money. We communicate. So if we want to do something for someone, we just let the other one know so we can include it in our budget. Mm-hmm. I'm a stay-at-home mom, but I work my ass off to make sure our kids are learning and being taken care of. And I do everything around the house. We should be getting paid. Just kidding. But I'm blessed to be able to stay home with our boys. And so she says, see, what I mean is I don't want to communicate or budget what I'm going to buy or what I want. If I want it, I just buy it. Props to everyone with joint accounts. It is just my preference to be financially independent. Because I have always been financially independent. So for me to communicate with my husband has me like, eh.
See, but then again, it's like, so what? Either, that makes no sense. Because either way, is your man paying for your mortgage mm-hmm. and your car bills and your car insurance? Mm-hmm. and the medical insurance. So if that's true, then whatever you make is, like, essentially you're being taken care of in some way. Yeah. And then let's say even if that isn't true and you guys split your mortgage, you split insurance, you split all that stuff, you're still being a team.
Right.
You know what I mean? So right. It's kind of dumb, like, to say that.
Mm-hmm.
Because either way, in a marriage, someone's either going to be taking care of you or you guys are going to be taking care of each other.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what it is like, leaning on each other when you need and then being each other's equals, you know?
Right.
So make it make sense.
Yeah. But she just has this, like, whole attitude with it because she's, like, she doesn't back down from it.
Mm-hmm.
And so... she's like, the last thing she said, the only thing I want to communicate is my packages are outside. Please get them inside or apologize for the many packages he has to get inside. That's all I want to do. So it's just like, again, like, it's just so weird, I guess. It's, I mean, I guess that part can go into like, oh my gosh, what is your relationship like? You know what I mean? It could go on into something like that, but it's just... like, I guess I just was real bothered because it's, like, I guess in the back of my head when I got married, I got a lot of comments of, oh, you're going to be tied down. Oh, you're going to be happy now. But when you get later on, you're not going to be happy, you know? And I always have that in my head. Not saying that that's what's going to happen, but I don't want that to happen. It's mm-hmm. not going to happen. Like, we're tied down to each other because we love each other. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? It's not like, oh, man, you know, like,
mm-hmm.
I guess I have to get married now. It's not like that at all. And so when I see comments like that, and it's just having a good marriage. And I guess it's like, I just, in my head, this is how being married is supposed to be.
Yeah.
Like, helping each other out financially. It's not his, it's not hers, it's ours. And mm-hmm. you know, just it just kind of, I guess it makes me sad. It makes me sad in a way because I'm like, I just want everybody to be happy.
Yeah.
And it's just like, some people look at it so differently, and it's, if you don't do, if little things like that help your marriage out, like, you know, if it's the joint account, if it's the whatever. But again, everybody's thing is different.
Yeah,
you know,
you shouldn't attack other people for, like, I don't know, feeling comfortable mm-hmm. asking their partners if they can buy certain things. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
It's just, it makes no sense to me. Because if you want to live that way and you want to have your own side cash, then that's cool. But,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Yeah.
And it's just, I don't know. I get what you're saying. Should I talk about the Instagram post?
Yeah.
Okay, so moving on to another financial situation. So this is from Instagram. If you guys follow The Shade Room, this is a post from them. So it says, my boyfriend makes 80 to 85K a year. I'm literally flat broke from not being able to work for a month before I got this job. We live together. This man literally won't even loan me money for groceries without me promising to pay him back like 5 times. Why am I alone in this? Where is the team? And when I saw that, I was like, what the hell?
Mm-hmm.
Like, for me, when I'm like, when I was dating, going back, but I just, if this is your man and you guys are made the commitment to live together, then I assume, like, you're pretty serious.
Mm-hmm.
And if he can't even loan you, like, $100, not even that much, you can make something work with $30.
Yeah.
For groceries, it just doesn't make sense. And it's like, I would dip out of that relationship so fast. Because, okay, so does that mean that she has to buy her own groceries? Mm-hmm. And then he gets his own groceries? Because, right, where is the team? Where is the partnership?
Exactly.
And that's not really your man. Like, you know what I mean? Because when you don't, I don't know how to say it. Like, I would get it if you guys are brand new and you didn't feel comfortable asking him for money. Because you guys are, like, fresh into a new relationship. But someone who loves you and doesn't even have to love you, but cares about your well-being.
They wouldn't want to see you struggle.
Yeah, they wouldn't.
They would share anything with mm-hmm. you because they want to make you happy.
Yeah. And maybe not even, let's say your man or your lady doesn't have extra money. Why not invite them over to eat then? And you make meals together.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Like, so, making it work.
Mm-hmm. I feel like that's the biggest thing, is like when someone's down for you, they do not want to see you struggle, and they'll help you in any way that they can. And so if that was me, I would be like thinking, this guy doesn't have my back, he's cheap, even though he is not broke, he makes a good living, and he can't even help me. And I don't feel like that's being selfish at all. I feel like that's, I would be hurt, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah. I'm trying to, I seen something, and I was just trying to look it up on, like, being, though, I mean, because we can only speak on being married and having our finances together, but yeah, again, like you said, like, having that commitment with your significant other, and just being there for each other. Mm-hmm. I just don't understand that, I guess. I don't think that, maybe I haven't been in that situation, or maybe, like, what is it really love if it's not, if you, you know what I'm saying?
Not even love, though. It's like, you don't have to love somebody to care about them. You know what I mean? Right. So, like, I don't know. I'm like, I don't know. I just, that seems like a situation where you guys are committed to the point where you guys are living together, then I just don't see the issue with him getting groceries for the both of you. And even if it's a money thing, like he doesn't want to hand you physical cash, then why not take her to the store and be like, get what you need? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So either way, it's just weird to me. And I just don't like cheap guys, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know.
So I looked up, I was trying to look up something, but my on the search engine thingy, it says I put, why should married couples financially be independent? Because I really want to understand where she's coming from, you know, and mm-hmm. I don't want to be like that. But this says it will encourage responsibility regarding the wife/husband's debts. Since the couple has different bank accounts or separate finances/savings, etc., etc., it will encourage the wife or husband to be responsible of paying his or her own debts. Thus, it also promotes discipline of each other towards the spending habits as well.
So I can speak on this because me and Justin, we have separate accounts for mm-hmm. the bills that we have had before we were even together in our relationship. And then we have an account for things that are all relating to us, like where we live, how we maintain our lifestyle, our son, and all of that stuff. You know what I mean? So I get that. Like, just because I'm married doesn't mean now, like, oh, Justin's going to take care of me. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But still, I just, like, I don't know.
Yeah. So this one is it better to keep finances separate when married? And this one says, keeping separate finances doesn't erase all the financial tension from a relationship. Research from 5 studies found that couples with joint bank accounts were happier than couples with separate accounts. Another downside, couples who file tax, okay, whatever. But you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's just, I didn't know how to say it, because it's not just about the finances. It really is about the relationship, mm-hmm. how your relationship is, how you care for the other person, like we said. Mm-hmm. And it's just like, I don't know. Again, it's just like, that's so weird.
And too, like, something important to know is, like, maybe, like, how do I say this?
It's because, like, you struggle together. That's right, what I'm thinking, but, too.
Yeah. And so, like, all money, like, I guess, should be in one pot. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Because you pull from that in your team. But I think isn't money the main thing that couples fight about, right? Isn't that true? Like, married couples?
I guess
so. I feel
so.
Like there was a study that said that married couples fight the most about money. And I can see that, and I guess I can see it being a problem is if one person made more money than the other, like a significant amount of more money.
Yeah.
And maybe the person who made a lot less money was constantly having to ask their partner for things, and they didn't, like, feel comfortable doing that. And then the person who did make them more money was given, like, made it an issue for the person to ask. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But even still, to me, that says that person isn't really down for you. And that's not a relationship or a situation that you should be a part of.
Yeah. That's weird.
But people are weird about money, though, in general. You know what I mean? Like, it can be a very awkward subject. Like, this can relate to anything, too. Like, I was watching this video on YouTube, and it was from a TikToker, and he was talking about, like, how he didn't like going to brunch with broke friends. Like, meaning, like, the person who... What did he say? So, like, let's say we went to brunch and we invited a friend. And, like, me and you got drinks. We got, like, margaritas. We got food. And then the person only ordered a water. Or the person, like, didn't get a margarita and only ordered this and was, like, being some type of way.
Yeah.
Or, like, let's say we went to the movies and I paid for you and I was like, Shanna, I need that 30 cents back.
Oh.
You know, like, that type of thing.
Okay.
Where it's, like, it's 30 fucking cents.
Yeah.
You know? So... But there are people who are cheap like that.
There really are. There really are. I was trying to think of one right now.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of who right now.
Yeah, actually. there's a couple of you out there that still owe me money. I'm just kidding.
And if you are like that, then just don't go out. Don't put people in those situations to make them feel uncomfortable.
Actually, you know, I was just thinking about this chick. So, like... I didn't graduate on time, so I didn't get my money like everybody else did around me, but I did work, and so, like, any money that I had, a little bit of it went to my bills at my mom's house, and then the rest was, like, to whatever I was doing, and so I would try and get, because I think that for a good while they were paying for me just because they knew I didn't have my money. And, but I always, like, when I did have it, I had it, how do you say it? I made sure I had something.
Mm-hmm.
And when I did have money, I paid for them, for thanking them, you know? But it was an unsaid thing. It wasn't like, oh, I got you, you know what I mean? Like that. But anyway, so this one time I, like, treated them to, go eat. And one of my friends, we didn't know, she wasn't very like, oh yeah, I just got my money, not like the other ones, you know, but she had gotten it a long time ago and she never told us, but yet we were paying for her all that time. And I just kind of thought, like, dang, man, I'm like busting my ass at work, you know, and like, you have all the money in the world right now. You can't even pay your own bill. Like, I'm not even asking you to pay for all of us.
Yeah.
To pay your own, you know?
Yeah.
And I just thought, like, damn, that's so fucked up to me, because it's just, like, I don't know.
It's selfish.
It is. It really is.
And, like, if you have money and, like, people have been paying for you all this time, then why not be nice and be like, I got it.
Yeah,
exactly. You know, that's just, like, decent common sense thinking.
It is.
But people, like, what do they say? That's how the rich stay rich, right? Is they don't spend their shit.
I guess.
Yeah.
I'm all. I stop paying for everybody.
Yeah.
But, yeah. I know that money, it just kind of, it's different. It's a touchy subject, especially when it's not your significant other.
Yeah.
You know, like, with other people and your family and, you know, with people owing money to each other, and it's like, dang, you know, like, I always see those posts on Facebook when, you know, dang, you were wanting your money right then and there, but oh, when you want to give it back, it's like, oh, I have to do this.
Oh my gosh. Okay, so I feel like I already told you about this, and somebody that we both know asked me for money, and the person said that they wanted it for gas. And remember I told you, and you're like, that person's doing that, but I gave it to him anyway. And I remember I told Justin, I was like, yeah, my friend asked me for money, and it was like only $20, and he said he needed it for gas, and so I sent it to him through Facebook.
Yeah.
And he was like, oh, I'll pay you back, like, I'll give you like $30. I didn't even want $30 back. Yeah. Just give me the 20. And he never did. And I learned my lesson, but he lied, and it wasn't even for gas, but whatever. And then, you know, Justin was like, babe, like, why'd you do that, you know?
Yeah.
And I was like, I don't know, because to me, $20, if you really needed it that bad and you felt the need to lie to me, whatever. Yeah. Don't pay me back. It's, yeah, like, not a big deal. You know what I mean? Yeah. And that's just, like, one instance. But it gets bad. Like, so where we come from Salt River, and people get a significant amount of money when they turn 18 to, mm-hmm, when they're 21, mm-hmm, because we get trust funds, and then we also get per capita. That's something that's, like, well known.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like when people from Salt River ask you for money, it might be a significant amount, like, yeah, $500, $600. Mm-hmm. And I remember this girl that I used to know, she, at that time, like, we stopped talking, and nothing really happened. We just, like, lost touch.
Yeah.
And then, you know, she had been going through some things and, like, got on drugs and whatever, and then she was messaging me, like, telling me that she needed money, like, for this and that, but I knew it was a lie. I knew what it was really for.
Yeah.
And she was, like, asking me for, like, $500.
Oh, my God.
And, like, that's the thing, is I feel like it's common, is, like, because, you know, our people get these amounts of money, so money, I guess, like, doesn't seem as valuable as it would to someone who never has had the opportunity in their life.
Right.
You know what I mean? Right. So, it's just awkward, and then it's funny at the same time, like, dang, girl, like, I haven't talked to you in years, but you're asking in my inbox, mm-hmm, asking me for, like, $500, like, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And it's just, I don't know.
Yeah, that's what, and that's what's sad, is that you, when you know that, when you know somebody that's gonna be getting that money, you always, like, I mean, anybody that's my family, I'll be like, you know, you don't owe anybody anything,
mm-hmm,
you know? Somebody comes at you and wants to borrow money because they know you're getting money, that's not okay.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's like, and it's always the family that's never around, mm-hmm, never really is in your life, but, oh, all of a sudden is there.
Yeah.
And it's just, like I told my nephew before, too, like, you don't owe anybody anything. You,
yeah,
know, that's your money. And it comes at a good time because you just graduated, and, mm-hmm, it's like, oh, gosh, high school was ugly, and you get this big reward at the end, you know?
And people can make you feel ugly, though, like, guilty if you don't help them, because they feel like they're entitled to it for some,
yeah,
reason, too,
I don't
and
understand
that's, like,
that.
It's ugly.
Yeah. I understand. I mean, like, take your family out to eat, fine, mm-hmm, you know, but, like, I'm not allowed to try to say that.
Yeah.
But I would never, you know, be like, hey, I want, you know, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Because, I mean, the only thing, I mean, throughout my, I've taken, what, over, like, three people in, you, mm-hmm, know, in my house, and I ask for rent, knowing that they get per cap, you know, and knowing that, you know, over here, you pay bills, you know,
mm-hmm,
you're not living off of me like that, so I always charged rent, you know, and I think that's understandable, because you get a home, you get food,
yeah,
you know, whatever.
It's all inclusive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not looking for anybody, though.
It's not open right now. It is not vacant. Yeah. No, I get it. I feel like we talk about, like, a lot of our conversations come back to family. You know?
Yeah. Very much. Because they are crazy.
Yeah.
But this one's felt like a really serious topic.
I know.
Because I'm like, yeah.
Everyone's all, whoa.
They're all, oh, okay.
So it's like that.
I know.
But that was just, I think we just wanted to come on here and talk about that, because
it was crazy,
we both
how,
saw,
yeah,
things. Like,
both of us.
I brought up the Instagram thing, and then Shayna was talking to me about her friend, and I was like, we need to talk about this.
This needs to be talked about.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, it's just crazy. I feel bad that it's like that. I'm just kind of like, it just has me really wanting to organize my finances, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I'm actually trying to save right now, though. Oh, we're supposed to go out of town, and I'm like, trying to save, and we're over here trying to spend.
Yeah.
I wanted to go shopping today.
When I got home, not even, when did I get home? I think it was, I was at work, like, this past week, and then I came home, and Justin was watching, Dave Ramsey on the TV. You know that guy, right?
Yeah,
he yeah. And I was, like, thinking, what do you, when I walked in, he was talking about, like, God, so I didn't think that's what it was, about money. I thought he was, like, watching church, and I was, like, what are you doing? And he was, like, no, I'm watching Dave Ramsey. And, like, I tried this thing where I did try to do envelope stuffing, and it just didn't work for me. Like, in terms of budgeting, it was hard. Right. Like, I don't know. It just didn't work. And then I tried, like, minimizing each like, personal expense that I had at that time. So, like, I gave my... Because I was following this girl on TikTok, and she gave herself, like, $20 for gas. Mm-hmm. Every 2 weeks, and I was like, that does not work for me mm-hmm. at all. And she gave herself $10 for like coffee or lunch, and I was like, that's not gonna work for me.
That's for a drink.
Yeah, like
every day this week.
And it's hard, but I feel like having a family now, it's more important than it has ever been, you know,
to budget.
Yeah, because like we want to buy a house, like mm-hmm. we have, you know, within like the next 2 years, I feel like we want to be homeowners mm-hmm. and mm-hmm. we are trying to like up our credit scores and like get our finances together, build like a nest egg for us.
Right.
And Justin just got a new car. So like a lot of stuff's happening, you know?
Right.
But it's
exciting stuff.
Yeah, it's exciting. And it's just like trying to be smarter, you know? Just
yeah.
And we eat out a lot. Like we have, because we were doing the dieting thing, we lost weight, and then we stopped, and then we're, like, eating out all the time, and then we're trying to get back on it again.
Yeah.
But it's hard.
It really is. Mine's just kind of up and down. I think that we could be doing really, really, really good if we didn't eat out, or if I didn't buy stupid things on Amazon. Damn it, Amazon!
Me you too!
Know, like, stupid stuff too that I'm probably not even gonna, I don't know, it's just like kind of the things I see on TikTok too, because mm-hmm. it's like, dang it, I need that.
That's I me need that. I freaking seasoning on TikTok, I go and search for it on Amazon, and I'm like, oh, it's only $10, and then by the end of the week, I've spent like $100 yeah. on random things, and I'm yeah. just like, oh, that was probably stupid, you know?
Yeah.
So it's little things like that that I'm like, what are you thinking?
Yeah, it's, I don't know, I feel like I do a pretty good job, though. I mean, all in all, bills are paid on time mm-hmm. all the time.
For us, too.
I get really sick to my stomach if things aren't paid.
Mm-hmm.
And so, we're like, I feel like we're good. We're good mm-hmm. on bills. You know, we're not behind. We really don't have bad credit, but it's just, you know, after getting a new ride, mm-hmm. you know, it always goes down a little. And mm-hmm. so, it's just kind of... Wait, does it go down or up?
It goes down a little, and then okay. when you make your payments, when you get into your, like, first payments, it'll go up
yeah.
a little bit.
So, it's just, like, and then that, too, like, I'm trying to, right now, actually, my little thing is, like, my mortgage. Mm-hmm. Like, it just feels like it's not moving, mm-hmm. like, my amount for my home, and we've been there for, what, almost 7 years mm-hmm. now, and it is not moving, like, at the, everything, so... I'm looking into, like, my, what do you call it? The...
Like, interest?
The interest, but it's something else. Dang it, I forgot what it's called. But just kind of trying to, research everything on what I'm doing or what I need to put towards the principal, what I need to...
Yeah.
You know, just doing those things because my mom didn't tell me about things like that. I didn't understand
it's
that.
It's confusing, right?
Yeah.
So, like, even with freaking cars, so, like... I am so dumb. I don't know. I don't know. I didn't know this stuff either. And if you don't know, you don't know. So, like, it's not, sorry, it's not being stupid. It's being ignorant. But, like, so I didn't know that paying your car or before the actual day that it's due, anytime, I didn't know that you shouldn't do that. Because if you do, that will move, like, basically move your car payment to that day. So, let's say my car is due on the 14th of every month. And I pay it the 10th, one mm-hmm. month. So then now, the next month, it's saying, okay, your car bill is due on the 10th. Mm-hmm. So if I don't make it on the 10th again, I'm messing up my interest. My interest is going up.
Oh, okay.
So that's why you should always pay it on the day that it's due. Never before. And, like, I used to pay it before because I just didn't want to worry about it.
Right.
But I can't do that anymore. And I know this because my man works in financing now mm-hmm. with cars. So...
See,
and so he's coming home and he's saying all of this stuff, and I'm just like, oh my gosh, I'm messing up, like, really bad.
Well, but I pay my truck, like, every 3 months.
But do you just pay it in, so is that
no,
going
I don't
towards...
I don't ever pay it monthly. So, I always pay it every 3 months. So, like, TMI, I'm gonna tell you my shit. But, like, my truck, like, in total was about, what, like...
We're still home. You know that, right?
Oh, shoot, yeah. Never mind. I'm lost.
Try to no. whisper it. So, but, like, okay, so your payment is... See, so when you do that, is it going towards the principal or is it being paid every month?
Oh, no, because the principal is, like, every day, whatever right?
Yeah.
So, no, it's going towards the payment. The month, see, every 3 months.
And so he came home and was talking about this and that and like how it's separate and how it's just like, oh my god, just please stop talking.
Yeah,
like,
no,
you're stressing me out.
No, it definitely, when you want to do it like that, like, definitely they want you, like, any extra you can put towards the principal,
right?
Do
yeah
it,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. No, I understand and I get it because I've had to learn that myself too.
Yeah.
So, and I feel so stupid because one time, so I have house insurance I pay for too.
Mm-hmm.
And so the lady was like, oh, like, we got something in the mail, which we never really get anything in the mail from our mortgage company unless it's a bill.
Mm-hmm.
So we got this thing saying that we, I guess in my head, it was like, you need to find a new insurance company. And the insurance company, if you don't have this insurance company, you need to get it. And this is for people that are on the reservation. But it's called Amerin Risk. And they, it's such a good, they're really good.
Mm-hmm.
And so anyway, she was saying that I had to get, or I thought she was saying I had to get a new company. And I was like, what the heck? Why? You know? And I was like flipping out.
Mm-hmm.
I called them and I was like, I don't understand. Like, why do I need to get a different insurance company? And she's like, oh, wait, hold on, what are you, she's like, what are you referring to? And I said, I got this thing in the mail, and she was all like, oh, no, that was just a flyer. If you don't want to deal with the company that you're with, you can go with them. We were just promoting their, okay. But, like, it's, like, those stupid moments you have to have because you just don't know,
you don't know.
And you're just finding out on your own, but... Shoot, the Shayna 5 years ago would have been like, didn't even know what was going on, didn't even care, you know, because it was too scary. It's scary to, like, think of it, but now I'm just like, dang it, man, we need to do this.
It's,
you know.
Yeah, and it's, you start really paying, like, attention, I feel like, as you grow in life, and, like, your finances are different, and then your responsibilities are different.
Right.
And, like, I always remember we were talking one time, and you were like, I have bills, like, bills, you know? And, like, so I get it now, too. Like, we have bills. Like, it's not... It's a lot of money.
Yeah.
And, like, you know? Before, I was just, like I said, used to worrying about myself. But now it's totally different.
Oh, heck yeah.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, you look to try to get out of debt, really. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's just, you know, your bills. And so you're looking to, like, minimize as much as you can. So it's, like, paying off so many things that you can try to pay off.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, I didn't think like that either because I thought, like, oh, okay, like, I went to cons and I got an entertainment center.
Mm-hmm.
And I just thought, okay, my monthly bill is this and this, whatever. And it's, like, I didn't think, like, the extra money that I had, why didn't I just pay it off?
Right, because then you tackle on APR and, like, all that stuff.
Yes, and I'm just like, and then, you know, things like that, too. Like, when you go to cons, oh, you got the first year free.
Mm-hmm.
Take advantage of the first year free because then your everything goes up and every, you know, all that stuff.
I'm just like, let's just stop. No, like, for this couch was expensive, but we paid for it outright because
right.
I was just like, no. Like, I don't want another bill hanging over our heads.
Right.
Like, let's
right.
just pay for it and, like, get it taken care of.
Mm-hmm.
So, and furniture is expensive. Like, it's hard.
Oh,
and then
heck yeah.
Even, like, when you find something you like, they probably don't have it in stock. Like, especially during the pandemic, like, last year, I feel like everyone was just bored and they were buying shit that they didn't need.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, furniture stores didn't have anything. And then the shipping was, like, weird because of COVID.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think things hopefully now are, like, finally starting to get on track, you know?
Yeah.
But it's a lot. Like,
it's just being really smart and just being more active in your finances.
Yeah.
Being more aware, I should say.
Strategic.
Yes, because it just, dang. We could be, like I said, you could be living good. You could be not having to worry about certain things or, you know, whatever. And that's that. I'm happily, we have a savings account finally. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Because, you know, dang, we saved up so much money, but it went towards the truck when it needed its fixing, you know. Mm-hmm. And same thing with that, like when it comes to your vehicles or your home, you know, don't play. Mm-hmm. Don't play with it. Go get it done. Yeah. Because it's just, I know it's going to take a chunk out, but shoot, rather, you know, get it done now than have to wait later and you don't have nothing. Mm-hmm. You know?
Yeah.
And I learned, and that was something also you have to learn on your own too, because it's just, it's just, like with my home, you know, like, that's, I think I'm so appreciative of the work that my man's in, because he can fix our home or mm-hmm. whatever, you know. And it's just like same thing with our cars. Oh my gosh, we are not mechanics. Like, we don't know crap. Like, my mom's a little mechanic lady. Mm-hmm. And she'll be like, so what was it, this? And I was just like, it was an oil change. I don't know, we need a gas.
Yeah.
I don't know nothing.
Me too. I'm like, I don't know. Like,
it was just low on gas.
Yeah.
But it's just, it's exciting to do those things with your significant other, because you're growing together. And I think that definitely is something that me and Winston we grew together. Mm-hmm. We both learned how to financially be independent together. Mm-hmm. In a weird way, you know? Like,
yeah.
And it's just, you know.
See, and then you can grow together like you guys did, or you can take what you know separately and then come together as a team. And, exactly. Like, I'm so excited, like, for me and Justin. Like, last night even, he was looking up what loans we can qualify mm-hmm. for a house. He was mm-hmm. looking at, like, down payments and all this stuff. And he was, like, even talking to his mom. So, like, that makes me excited. Yeah. And it makes me feel good that, like...
See, I'm the Justin. Like, yeah. I'll do that. I mm-hmm. even... you know, got into trying to refinance my home mm-hmm. and stuff, but I couldn't even do that because we pay pretty good on it. So yeah. It was like, no, you're good. You guys need to calm down.
See, yeah. So, like, we have our own roles, which mm-hmm. I feel like probably every couple does. Like,
oh, yeah.
Like, I don't know. Justin, when he's interested in something, he'll uh-huh. go and, like, look it up. Oh, and I'm the same way, like, figure yeah. it out. And then, like, me, I feel like I'm the planner. I'm mm-hmm. the one who makes sure we have this, and that. Mm-hmm. And, like, just, I'm the planner, I guess. And, like, Justin, I feel like, is more of the doer. You know what I mean? Right. If that makes sense.
Right.
So.
I think with Winston, it's a little bit different. Like, he provides. Mm-hmm. And if there's something that we feel like we need, like a couch. A couch is something that we're trying to fit in our budget mm-hmm. and we're trying to save up for. Mm-hmm. And along with, like, other things that need to be done around the house. And so we kind of put, what's priority? Mm-hmm. You know, our couch right now, it's not bad, you know?
Yeah.
So it's like, that can be held off. But we do need this, like, right now it's probably for a deck. Because with the rain coming in, mm-hmm. it's just kind of putting wear on our front door and our back, our windows, whatever. So it's just like, those are, something like that is priority. And like the new truck we got, that was priority, because our other truck, I am not going to put another $4,000 into, you know, and I felt like that was a big learning experience too, because it's like, dang, the first time could have been something put towards another truck, mm-hmm. you know what I mean? So it's just, it's a lot of hit and miss, mm-hmm. you know, but it's, we did it together, and I think that's what's special is like, I'm not alone in it, I guess, and it just felt really good, too.
And, too, for, like, anything that me and Shannon are talking about, like, we're young. Like, we still have a lot of things to learn. Yeah. Like, there's people who have way more...
Also, if you're gonna comment and...
if you're gonna be ugly, just remember that we have a lot of growing to do ourselves.
Today's my birthday.
Like, you know what I mean? So, we're not trying to come up here and be like, oh... we know this, and that. It's just, this is where we're at.
This is exact. We know nothing. This is exactly right. You know,
we're like, babies.
Yeah.
And, you know, but that's how life goes. Is like, you should grow in life, like, as you're growing, like, with your career, your relationship, like, mm-hmm. you know. And that's just, it is what it is.
It really is.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
So don't come to us for financial advice.
Don't try and ask me for advice because I will give you the wrong information.
Just kidding.
No, I'm just kidding. You need help. If anybody ever comes, I think it's more like, you need help, I'll go and help. And I'll do what I can.
Yeah.
You
know? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But
me too.
Yeah. Well, we got some good reviews on the last episode that we had. I know we're kind of taking a while, but Devney is just never has it together. Just kidding. Whatever. But no, it's just, you know, life. But, yeah. I do think we need to do a new giveaway, but we're going to talk about that and just kind of, this was something that was on our minds. And usually when we have something like this, we're like, we need to record. We need to record. We need to hurry up.
Yeah.
You know, and I feel like the times we don't, it's just like, it wasn't really that important.
It wasn't really meant to be.
Yeah. Yeah.
But, so thank you guys for listening. Everyone tell Shayna happy birthday.
Yeah.
And we'll see you next time.
Oh, yeet. Later, guys.
Bye.